country, regardless of their migratory status. Our national regulations recognize migrants and their family members. They have the right to migrate, family reunification, due process, and access to justice, as well as equal rights for all people without distinction. We also recognize equality of rights with our citizens in as regards labor, health, and education. Irregular migratory status does not mean that the foreign person has free access to justice, while the access to their children cannot be denied for any reason tied to the regulatory migratory status of their children. The institutions must inform these individuals on how to regularize their migratory status, and in that process, Uruguay also makes it possible for there to be a change in migratory status within our country. I should like to underscore as well that during the pandemic and during the vaccination process, vaccinations were offered to all individuals regardless of migratory status. We have a migratory policy in Uruguay based on making their migratory status regular and legal. The migrants have the possibility of having an ID card that gives them immediately the same rights as Uruguayans as regards the access to health, education, and labor access. Vaccination was offered even to those who did not have this ID, national ID card. All inhabitants were able to have access to these vaccinations. A question was also asked regarding the care for migrants in vulnerable situations. There's a very important role played by the Ministry of Social Development in this. The Ministry of Education and Culture do have a care center and support center for migrants and educational matters through which they're given advice and guidance on the educational system. As I said, the process of reaching regular migratory status and IDs is the fundamental pillar of immigration in Uruguay. We are a country that throughout our history we have had open doors. The indicators from different sources indicate that we are the region's most receptive country in all of Latin America. The country looks most favorably upon immigration, and we see this in the policies implemented in our country. We will now refer to refugee status, and my colleague Marina Sande will offer data on statelessness and refugee status. Hello again. Briefly, as regards those people that need international protection, those seeking refugee status and the stateless, our Commission on Refugees, created by law, is the